regarding homelessness, housing advice, or Enfield Council housing, please press 4. To ask about registrars, nationality, and settlement checking and citizenship, it's 5. Or for help with anything else, choose 6.
Hello Marvin, I'm just trying to find out an employee of the ASB team. I know there's a Steve Ellis or a Steve Ellsmore and he belongs to the antisocial behaviour team. I'm just trying to contact him. I was wondering what one is that works there.
Steve, what's his name, sorry?
It might be a Steve, his surname might be Stephen Ellis or it's Stephen Ellsmore. Ellis, I believe.
Ellis, I'm going to check now on Twitter.
Alright, thank you. What about Stephen Ellsmore?
Ellsmore. Let me just put the last name in his contact.
Thank you. Who is the head of the ASB team? Who's the line manager? Who's in charge of everything over there? Of the antisocial people?
Yeah, because that's a different department, so I need to find out who that is. Just hold on. Okay.
Thank you. It's Ellis. Hello?
Yeah, I found the person. It's his name is Colin Parker. He's the team leader for the environmental protection. So, antisocial behaviour comes underneath environmental crime, and he's the team leader for that department.
Colin who?
Colin Parsons.
How do I spell that, please?
C-O-L-I-N.
Pardon? I'm sorry, say that again.
C-O-L-I-N. That's
C-O-L-I-N, oh
yeah.
P-A-R-S-N...
S-O-N-S.
S-O-N-S. Yeah. What was I going to say? Is there any way that you've got a direct telephone number for him, please?
We don't give out direct numbers.
But do you have an email for him, then, please?
Yeah, it's his first name, dot last name, dot Colin, dot Parsons, at
enfield.gov.uk. enfield.gov.uk. Okay, is there any way that you can transfer me through to the ASB team department, please? Because I have a few concerns that I'm trying to resolve right now. I've been placed under an ASBO by Enfield Council, and this house boasts for the organisation of illegal raves. It states illegal, and I've never been arrested for something that was illegal. I looked into the case, obviously, that they put onto me. Enfield Council was in support of this application. And basically, for something that the maximum sentence is 6 months, do 3 months inside, I've seemed to have got 7 years for it, yeah? I never committed the offences in the beginning. So basically, I was accused of being 10 different people that I don't, and that I, 3 of them are close friends, and the rest of them I don't know, they're younger kids to me, yeah, while I was on curfew or throwing events. Now, these people done what they done on their own. I didn't hire them, no equipment. This wasn't nothing to do with me, yeah? But the police somehow changed all their pictures and set me up for being these people, trying to turn me into a super grass, in a sense. Now, what I done is I copied all these people's Facebook profiles. Now, from copying their Facebook profiles, I can prove that I never done it, but I've never gave the police these people's Facebook profiles because I don't want to do their line of investigations for them, yeah? Then I went to court under the grounds that I wasn't going to be a grass, and I noticed that a section was on all of these doors. Now, if a section's on somebody's front door, that gives them the right to live in that building. You can't defer somebody because they're rich and own a company. You can't defer the difference. Everyone that's living in the premises in the United Kingdom is entitled to have their own parties. Now, it's for the police, once something's proved to be a private residential place, it's for the police to prove commercial gain, or that someone was doing something for a commercial reason. And the police never proved none of this. They never went there. I never got arrested for illegal. So I went to court, and I basically won the application, proved. I've got the transcripts of the court, proving that I was never found guilty under the applicant's case, because there was no illegal concept to it. And the police admitted that these buildings were sectioned in the beginning. They never went to none of the landlords, none of the building owners, or nothing like that. So I went home and I noticed all the timestamps were wrong in the case papers. On top of noticing the timestamps were wrong, I noticed that there were 16 members of the public witness statements, but none of them had been signed by the police officer and by the witnesses themselves. Now, that's been fully admitted, that no one would sign, no one that was supposed to have got kept up overnight signed these things. Now, all the timestamps were wrong. That in the case papers, they're saying, because it wasn't me, I'm a mixed race male, IC3, the police call it. Yeah. Now, I noticed that all of the, in the case papers, when they were setting me up, these people were white people. And it says, all white, when the 999 caller phoned up for one of the events, for instance, he said it's all white males and females. And they went there and arrested all these white people. They held them hostage for 8 hours. Then I went there then to go and see these people. I couldn't gain access to the premises or anything. It was all surrounded. The police de-arrested all the people in the building 8 hours later and arrested me and set me up for what these so-called white people done, as the 999 caller would say. Now, I've been trying to prove all this. Yeah, ever since then, they got my personal life and twisted my personal life around in the public's view to darken my name, yeah, and started pushing out different stories about myself. So when I got all the recordings and everything I needed, all my medical evidence of that, and proving that I was healthy and a full bill of health and everything throughout, and I've got all the recordings of that. Like, I'm recording this conversation between us now, for instance, and I've been doing that from the beginning. Yeah, and I'm just basically would like to get this resolved because I feel like I can't walk down my own hometown street right now because of what Steve Ellis has done, who's under Colin Pearson's control, has been in support of. I've got loads of phone calls of me phoning up and asking the council, now I can show this evidence to yourselves. Yeah, is there any way that you won't be in support? Because you know, truthfully, I'm an innocent person. Now, the council have refused to acknowledge this from the first point of time that I've told them. And they've refused to come and look at it or call me in for a meeting. But somehow I'm riding 8 years for something I haven't done. And everyone knows that I'm correct and no one would deal with everything correctly. So now I'd just like to speak to anybody that may be able to help me with this problem. Because I understand that maybe that might not be yourself and that you're just coming for a simple day's work. But that somebody in that building should be able to deal with my problem right now on the phone. And I'm not too sure.
Why don't you come to customer services? And secondly, we're not placed in that building where the other staff people are placed. So what I would advise you to do is to put the query through email. Somebody would actually pick that up and deal with it. And you should hear from them hopefully before Friday.
Okay.
Is such a big query. I don't know the ins and outs of your
Yeah, my case. Yeah, I'm ready to sit there with the paperwork in front of anybody and prove to them what they've done to me. They've used my name. They've entangled everything. I've got all the evidence I could ever want. I just don't want to cause a massive riot. All I wanted to do was hold an event in my local community and support my local community members and be a valid citizen. They turned that completely around for me. You know, like, so right now I'm just trying to clean my name up and get everything straight with as minimal damage and impact to society as possible. So I'm trying to speak to the correct people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would advise you to contact that person, Colin Pearson, and see whether or not he can push the case for you. Or, you know, try to find out what's the best thing for you to do.
Yeah, and what the best way for
after, you. After you've done, you know, some time and things haven't been, you know, all shady. But yeah, just pop it through email, and he should be able to deal with it. If you don't hear anything by Friday, give us a call back and we'll just chase it up to see what's going on.
Alright, thank you, sir. You have a good day, yeah?
Okay, you too.
God bless you. God bless you.
Okay, you too. Bye.